Hello and welcome to another edition of WTF Just Happened Today, your essential guide to making the news make sense. It's Thursday, February 19th, 2026, and I'm Matt Keezer. Today's edition was written and edited by me, and this audio version was narrated using text-to-speech and a clone of my voice. Same stories, just rewritten for audio. Now, here's what just happened today. First up, Trump used the first meeting of his Board of Peace to announce that he'll decide over the next probably 10 days, whether to continue nuclear talks with Iran or order a U.S. military strike, warning that bad things will happen if Tehran does not make a meaningful deal. Trump then returned to the day's agenda, casting the board as the manager of a UN-authorized Gaza stabilization and rebuilding effort that would include an international force totaling about 20,000 troops alongside roughly 12,000 Palestinian police. He said the board would work closely with the UN, while also describing it as looking over the UN. Trump also promised a $10 billion U.S. contribution and said member countries pledged roughly $6.5 billion to $7 billion more, without identifying a funding source, timeline, or any congressional approval. He capped the event by saying he would name his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, as a special peace envoy alongside Steve Witkoff. "We cannot change the past. But I think that what you're seeing today is that we can potentially change the future if we focus and do this in the right way," Kushner said, suggesting that the board's approach would be modeled on the private sector. Next, Trump is reportedly weighing an initial limited strike on Iran, hitting a small set of military or government targets to pressure Tehran into a nuclear deal. The option would be designed to start narrow, but officials said it could escalate into a broader, sustained air campaign if Iran refused to end nuclear enrichment. "We're going to make a deal or get a deal, one way or the other," Trump said. The U.S. military buildup in the Middle East now includes two aircraft carrier strike groups, additional F-35 and F-22 fighters, refueling and command and control aircraft, and expanded air defenses. Iran's Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei, meanwhile, warned that he'll hit the U.S. military so hard that it cannot get up again. In other news, the Trump administration ordered ICE to arrest refugees who have been in the U.S. for a year but haven't obtained permanent resident status yet. The administration argued the one-year mark requires refugees to return to government custody for a new inspection and examination process. The memo, signed by Acting ICE Director Todd Lyons and USCIS Director Joseph Edlow, reversed prior guidance that treated a missed one-year green card milestone as insufficient grounds for detention and required release within 48 hours absent removal charges. The new directive didn't set a firm limit on how long people could be held, saying custody may last for the duration of the examination, and that refugees flagged for fraud or security concerns could lose status and be deported. Meanwhile, FCC opened an investigation into ABC's The View over potential violations of the Equal Time Rule after the show booked Texas Democratic Senate candidate James Tallarico. Chairman Brendan Carr said the agency is taking a look at whether the talk show qualifies for a bona fide news exemption that would let it avoid equal time obligations for rival candidates. The move follows CBS blocking Stephen Colbert from airing an interview with Tallarico because of Carr's statements about late-night shows and the Equal Time Rule. Colbert's interview was instead posted to YouTube, which is outside of the FCC oversight. And finally, Trump signed an executive order invoking the Defense Production Act to increase domestic production of glyphosate and elemental phosphorus, calling both critical to the national defense, and that shortages of the weed killer would add pressure to the domestic food system. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. supported the move, despite his past work as a plaintiff's lawyer on Roundup cases, saying the order puts defense readiness and our food supply first. MAHA activists and environmental groups, however, said it contradicts Kennedy's anti-pesticide rhetoric and looks designed to expand liability protections for manufacturers. The Supreme Court is also preparing to hear a case on whether federal law shields pesticide makers from such lawsuits. The executive order came down one day after Bayer reached a tentative $7.25 billion settlement to resolve tens of thousands of claims that Roundup causes non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. That's all for now. You can find the full edition and all the cited sources at WTFJHT.com. And if you have a minute, help me improve this audio edition. WTFJHT.com/feedback. Thanks for listening. I'm Matt Keyser, and I'm glad you're here.